We praise you for the God that you are. We pray now, Heavenly Father, that as we go through an analogy of something that you've given to us to relate to our human body, that we will begin to grasp the invisible, the spiritual, that you have given to us to protect our spiritual life. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. We are in the midst of looking at spiritual love, the impact of spiritual love, and throughout the study, we're going to study many things about spiritual love, and there's going to be a lot of negatives. Love is not jealous. Love is not, does not boast. Love is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. We have a lot of things that will try to come into our souls and still when we're walking in the Spirit, to disrupt walking in the Spirit. These are enemies to the spiritual life. Now, what we want is something that will cause us to be immune to these things. Pastors talk and preachers and various people, psychiatrists, psychologists, how to deal with bitterness, how to deal with jealousy, how to deal with arrogance, and a lot of different approaches on it. Some people believe that it's a matter of learning. The more you understand, the less it will happen. Learn more doctrine, that type of thing. Others, the more you get into it and understand why you do these things, it's be more of a Christian psychologist, then that'll help you not do it. Then there are those who, it's just a matter of, you know, self-discipline, and Christians just don't do it, so you don't do it. And a lot of work, and a lot of programs, and a lot of things that we do, but if we look at the scriptures, just look at the scriptures, what we begin to find out is that God has given to us an immune system that makes us immune to jealousy, to boasting. And what we're going to be seeing is that that immune system is spiritual life. Love does not boast. Love is not jealous. So that if we are walking by faith in the Spirit, and the Spirit pouring in His fruit, in this case spiritual love, then jealousy and these things that are a part of the flesh are not going to be able to penetrate the spiritual life. There are, and there is just an overload number of analogies between spiritual love and the spiritual immune system to our own physical immune system, as we, like we've seen with this concept of spiritual force. I want to take just a few minutes, last night and tonight, deal with the human aspect, so that from here on we can just talk about it and you're familiar with what we're talking about. So, we have looked at Roman numeral 1, the introduction, in which we just took up some various concepts, what immunity means, a state of protection against a disease. And if you think of the immune system, the disease being boasting, jealousy, bitterness, anger, these types of things, and then we have, secondly, immune, protected from or resistant to a disease. How are we protected from jealousy? How are we protected from boasting and from arrogance? It is not a matter of self-discipline. It is not a matter of Bible doctrine. It is something that happens in our soul. We don't make it happen. It's like we don't make the immune system do what it's supposed to do. All we want to do is to be in that spiritual immune system, i.e. in the power of the Holy Spirit, and then He does these things. Immunity, the third one, exempt from or free from, and the state of being immune, having immunity. So these are just various words that we looked at and went through. Then we went there on your page 2, Roman numeral 2. Well, actually, I guess we stopped at point 6. Last night we stopped at point 6 on page 1. Adaptive immune system or natural adaptive immune system. This is complex and really only partly understood. And that's rather interesting because we do not really understand love. Paul says that love is beyond understanding. So even there we come into some play. And we noted in the spiritual force, scientists do not understand gravity. And we've looked at spiritual love as a spiritual force. So, continuing at the first paragraph, its function is to produce specific defense against a range of different invading organisms or tumor cells. Now, this is what spiritual love is designed to do. And we're going to look at 16 in 1 Corinthians 13. There are many, many more. But we're going to look at 16. In addition, it retains a memory of invader. So we looked at the concept of retaining the memory. Now, this is where we ended last night. We're on point 6 on page 1.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, boy, it is just essential to the immune system, to the Christian life, to know who you are. And if we wanted to, we could look at 2 Corinthians 4, and 4, we are new creatures in Christ. It is so important to know who we are. The one, if the greatest simplicity of the immune system is recognition of self. An immune system, a healthy immune system, is an immune system that knows self, the human body, so that it doesn't destroy what's healthy to it. And to recognize when something is foreign that has gotten into our body. So it must recognize what is us and what is not, so that it knows how to defend. And it is so important that you and I know that we are new creatures in Christ. Nobody needs to really tell you that you're in or out of the filling of the Spirit often. All you have to do is to listen to yourself, watch yourself, know how you're thinking, and say, that's not the spiritual me. And when another believer, and this is in 1 John, when another believer sins against you, it hurts you in some way, one thing you know, that's not the person you're going to be with for all eternity. That's their flesh. That's their old man. It will die and be left. The real them, the real person, is not going to be in eternity with you. Makes it much easier and much more, we're more ready to apply spiritual love and things and forgive when we realize that's not the person I'm going to spend eternity with, the person that just did that to me. So recognition of self. And Jesus Christ is recognizing himself in our study on Sunday morning in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and he's telling us who and what he is. So, therefore, in that second paragraph under point 6, in addition, it retains the memory of invader, retains the memory of some virus or bacteria of invader so that defenses can be rallied instantly in the future. It's amazing what God has done in the human body. There's no way this is evolution. This is amazing. This is just the human body, the cells, it takes the memory of something that was foreign, some bacteria, goes and stores it, and like this unbelievable computer, when it comes back in, da-da-da-da-da, all right, we've seen this before, go get it. And it's just amazing. We're going to see how spiritual love this is. It is not jealous, so that when jealousy starts penetrating, it's long-suffering, so that when things start coming in and hurting, spiritual love will not allow that to hurt us. It will continue to function and take all of those things, just as our body does. So, first it must recognize part of the invading organism, our tumor cell, as an antigen. Now, we deal with an antigen. An antigen is a protein that is foreign or different from any natural body protein. Then, foreign enemy is inside the body. Then the adaptive immune system responds. That's what adaptive means. It now has learned and it recognizes this, responds in mounting against this particular antigen. And then I just put in some facts. The humoral response produces a protein called antibodies. The humoral response is important against bacteria. After a complex process of recognition, these stimulate to multiply and produce antibodies. Cellular responses center around activities of cells. Cellular responses are important against virus. Helper cells recognize antigens and activate killer cells which destroy the foreign cells. person is then said to have acquired immunity. Let's look at page 2. Acquired immunity to the infection. I thought I found all of my little slashes. Does y'all have under the on page 2 here? There's a little slash before infection. Okay. I thought I had all of those out. When I'm doing my own notes, that slash means V. I don't retype V every time. I just use that. To the infection, if the microorganism invade again, they are quickly recognized and dealt with. This explains why diseases such as measles, diphtheria rarely affect the same person twice, resulting from the development of an active or passive immunity. Active acquired immunity, resulting from the development within the body of a substance which renders the person immune, may develop from having the disease before or by the ingestion of infection organisms. This is why a lot of times we had the book when I was a child. They don't do it anymore because they've defeated it. They have polio shots. Christine, did your generation not have polio shots? Okay. They're still them today? I thought that was over now. Oh, that's right. They've moved to sugar cures now, not shots. Is that right? Is that right? Well, it's a shame when you defeat it and then you forget it and it comes back. Wow. Yeah. Well, But that's what's going on here. You get a little bit in and it recognizes it. 7, immunization. Artificial active immune system. Becoming immune are the process of rendering one immune. Antibodies were manufactured in a person who has been vaccinated with the killer bacteria, virus, enzyme, or fungi. Roman numeral 2, immune system in operation. Now, this is the difference between health and sickness. Is the function of the immune system, better general health, and nutrition bolsters the immune system. So just all the important things that we could talk about immune system, these important things talked about spiritual life. How the immune system works. Capacity to know self. And I would love to spend the rest of the time on that, how important it is to recognize self. Capacity to know self. Capacity then to recognize that something destructive has entered the body. This is what when jealousy, arrogance, enters into our spiritual life. This is something destructive. So we've got to recognize that's foreign to what I am in Christ. Then under point 2, capacity to neutralize. So first of all, capacity to recognize, capacity to neutralize. So in the spiritual application, we must have something that will recognize self and recognize that which is an enemy, and then something to be able to stop it. So a lot of times preachers talk about we shouldn't be jealous, we shouldn't be this, and how do you do this, and that and the other. Well, spiritual love recognizes self, recognizes that these things are enemies, and spiritual love has the capacity to neutralize them. Like we will see in the very first one, love is long-suffering. Love will not allow a lot of things that will beat against our love to neutralize it. We'll see that as we go through. So recognize and destroy. Lured and slain, another way of looking at it. Complicated atom structure circulating the body, some getting the enemy ready and some killing and some cleaning up, as we'll see all of these words. Antigen, simple term for the enemy. This is some foreign protein. An antigen is something that's the enemy to the body. Antibody, simple name for defenses against foreign protein. So very simply stated. So in our study, antigen, jealousy, arrogance, bitterness, anger, all of these things are the antigen. Antibody is spiritual love. So to recognize these things. We come to the immune battle. The enemy antigen enters the body, and then the antibody attacks. A very simple simplification of what the immune system is about. Then I just put on a body enemies, bacteria, protozoa, fungi, and viruses. What do we have in the spiritual realm? Jealousy, boasting, arrogance, anger, bitterness. These are all things that are about our enemies to our spiritual life. Now, you can read these. We'll look at them, but under viruses, I just kind of went through some of these. Simplest and most devious. And we would do the same thing with mental attitude sins that want to enter the body or enter the spiritual life, this kind of thing. Under point two, when the virus slips inside our cells, that bundle of genetic information issuing instructions to cells become a virus factory producing new identical viruses, eventually rupturing the cell, killing it. And viral clones fan out to invade nearby cells, and so we become sick. Thousands are created in a single cell, while bacteria double their number every 20 minutes. Therefore, the odds are on the side of the invader, the bacteria, the virus, whatever. The white blood cells, then, and I've given you the technical names, they go into action, and then I've described the two things that are in the white blood cells. Then we looked at the phagocytes. These are the scavengers of the immune system. These are the cell eaters. And then I've gone through a little process. First defenders to arrive are the phagocytes. They constantly score the body, alert to anything that seems out of place. What they find, they engulf and consume. In other words, they're looking for that which is not part of our body. They find something that's not part of the natural body. Spiritual love does the same thing for us. 5.2, phagocytes will eat anything suspicious they find in the bloodstream, tissues, or the lymphatic system. And then I've given two kinds, and you can look at that. Okay, point four. Now, then we pick up the example in the lungs. They consume particles of dust and other pollutants that enter each breath. They can even clean up lungs, blacken from heavy smoking. And then I went through a little bit about smoking.
Might take a while.
Let's see. Environmental pollutants also are dealt with. Coal, I'll give you an example of a coal. In the microwave, we dealt with here. These are the giant eaters, very special kind. Our phagocyte, let's see here, how they work with the antigen and different things. And then we dealt with the lymphocyte T cells. T cells are those cells that are going to attack. Also, point one down here at the bottom, let's just quickly note, they also roam through the body, just waiting for the specific virus, the cold virus. They recognize it as a virus, identify its victim among many cells by its shape. The antigens on the surface of the virus peaks exactly into these T-cells receptors. T-cells get their name from the thymus gland, which is where they are taken from. Point five, they identify the antigen and any number of enemies. And so what I'm showing you is how complex our human system is. Point six, most T-cells die in the thymus, but probably because the weaker ones are killed off. Giant task, and then I've given you the giant task. Nature can create antigens in hundreds of millions of different shapes, like snow. The thymus must turn out a group of T-cells that recognizes each one. It's remarkable what God has done in our body. Unbelievable. Eight, the thymus pumps out the T-cells by the tens of millions. But when your immune system is broken down, this doesn't happen, even though only a few of them may recognize any one antigen. The collective scouring force roaming through the body, vast enough to identify almost the infinite variety of antigens that nature produces. So diligent are the T-cells that even desirable cells transplanted from one person to another are quickly recognized as foreign and destroyed. A process called rejection can defeat a life-saving heart or kidney transplant. It's because the immune system says, that's not mine. And it says, that's not mine, I don't want it. And that's what spiritual love is going to do in our body. A 10 helper and killer T cells. T cells that first detect the antigen are known as helpers. Helper T's, they carry no weapon. Rather, they send urgent chemical signals to a small squadron of allies in the body, killer T cells. And they multiply fast and get to that area. Light cell T cells, killer T's, are trained to recognize one specific enemy. When alerted, they help T's. The helper T's, the squadron, reproduce into the army. And here comes the killer T cells. Are lethal. They can be triggered. They can trigger a chemical process that punctures the cell membranes of bacteria or destroy infected cells before viruses inside have time to even multiply. Once that person surfaces, all this stuff I'm giving you and want to read with you here with you is things we're going to come back to in the spiritual realm. Liquid says poison can be used to kill the antigen, or a cover can be placed over the part of the antigen which does the damage, toxic site in the body. Besides summoning the killer T's, helper T's also call phagocytes prey. They also rush toward the spleen of the lymph nodes. There they will alert the last major regiment of the immune system called B cells. Then we got a little bit about the B cells and how they work. Then we come down to antibodies and how the antibody system works. By sticking to the surface of unwelcome cells, antibody molecules slow them down, making them easier targets for the phagocytes. Antibodies can also kill. They lock on to enemy antigens, which they previously mirror in shape. The antibodies collect substances in the bloodstream called complement. And this comes into the right sequence. It denotes it detonates like a bomb blasting through the invader cell membrane. It's all this is going on inside of us. I mean, when I was working on this and reading just a lot of books and articles and things, I mean, man, I said, all this is going on inside of me. No wonder I'm sick. I mean, every minute this is going on. It's really amazing what God has done. Then under point five, then the third member of the T cell family takes over. The suppressor T or the peacemaker. Suppressor T releases substances that turn off B cells. Those are the big ones. Suppressor T commands the killer cells to stop the fight. And then that's when you start feeling better. You might take 2 or 3 days, whatever, depending on the cold, week, whatever. But once the battle is won, this is what starts going on in the body. And then the suppressor T also orders the helper T to cease and desist. The battle is won. I'm sorry? Call off the troops. Battle's won. In the aftermath, phagocytes range all over the area cleaning up the litter of dead cells and spent substances. Tissue damage is repaired. Most of the T cells and B cells recruited for the battle die off within days of the infection. But a large contingent will lead long lives. So, you know, this is all the stuff that we're going to see that's going on with spiritual love. Why some and not others? Why some catch a cold but not one next to them? One, maybe one person in the family but not another. Why some get AIDS but not others? We don't know all the answers. This was very important in everything that I read. They're searching every day. Like that, you know, they probably learned a great deal from the time I've done this. Two, exposure, obviously. Three, route of attack is important. Certain disease agents, like the virus of hepatitis B and AIDS, must get into bloodstream swiftly. Exposed to air, viruses lose their power. Difficult to contract except through the intimate exchange of blood or semen. By contrast, other viruses, flu and cold, for instance, are airborne and much hardier. Stress makes us more vulnerable. And then I've looked at the autoimmune disorders or immune system defects. More puzzling than AIDS is in these diseases, the immune system fails to recognize certain cells as our own. It begins attacking the body it was designed to protect. Now, this is one thing spiritual love will not do, but it will attack the good protein. Example, rheumatoid arthritis, an immune response is mounted against the tissues and bones around our joints. This attack can leave bones pitted or scarred. Muscles around the heart come under siege in rheumatic fever. In some cases, the immune system assaults our skin, kidneys, joints, so forth. Another area of our recognition, immune system sometimes amounts battles against imaginary enemies. Pollen, dust, carry so-called allergens that cause allergic reactions. The pollen is recognized as an enemy. That's why some people will have sinus trouble, and some others won't. If the cells that do get it, their immune system says that's an enemy. Those who do not get it, their immune system is very good and says no. Wes, how you doing? Their immune system. Wes, you want to come up and pick up one packet of six seeds here? We're about finished with these six, but all what we're doing, Wes, is looking at the human immune system so that we can, when I get back from Amsterdam, go into a spiritual immune system. But anyway, that's why that will happen in people's lives. And people get a cold, sinuses, and all that. It's the immune system saying that it doesn't recognize something as part of the body and attacks it. Now I've given just a little information on AIDS since it's so popular, and I'll use it a lot in our study of the immune system and spiritual love. AIDS virus. No one simple reason for or by the AIDS virus is so deadly. AIDS virus kills the one lymphocyte most critical to the immune response, the helper T cell. That basically gives you an understanding of what happens when a person gets AIDS. The way AIDS might operate, they operate like the Greeks hidden in the Trojan horse. The AIDS virus enters bodies concealed inside as a helper T cell from an infected host. Almost always it arrives as a passenger in the bloodstream or semen. Then the invader, victim, the helper T's immediately detect the foreign T cell. But as the two T's meet, the virus slips through the cell membrane into the defending cell. Before the defending T cell can mobilize its troops, the virus disables it. Some believe that the AIDS virus also may change the surface of the helper T cells such a way that they fuse together. This would make it easier for the virus to pass from one cell to another cell undetected. Once inside an inactive T cell, the virus may lie dormant for months, even years. Then perhaps when another unrelated infection triggers the invader T cells to divide. The AIDS virus also begins to multiply. One by one, the clones emerge to infect nearby T cells. Slowly the body loses the very sentinels that should be alerting the rest of the immune system. Phagocytes and killer cells receive no call to arms. B cells are not alerted to produce antibodies. The enemy can now run free. And this is what happens when we do not walk in the power of the Spirit. Jealousy, anger, bitterness, self-centeredness, error, all these things just start running free through the body, through our spiritual being. Huh? Yeah, all the way through, it just does everything that it wants to do, anything it wants to do. And it helps us to understand why what people call, it's got a pattern and all this kind of stuff. Our problem, very simply, is we're not walking in the Spirit. We have not put on the spiritual immune system provided by God. And then under point 8, under cancer, then I went there a little bit on cancer, the body killing itself, not some dark interior alien growth. In cancer, the body becomes its own worst enemy. And then I just went through it for you a little bit, explaining AIDS, because we'll use AIDS as our example in the spiritual warfare and cancer. Normal cell turns traitor to the body. And that, you know, what is jealousy? Jealousy is the immune system for the flesh. That's all jealousy. It is a sin, but if you get to understand what jealousy is, you'll know that you're not, you can recognize, I'm in the flesh. Because what jealousy does, jealousy says, flesh, you're threatened. Somebody else is getting praise. Somebody else is getting a reward. Somebody else is more attractive. Somebody else is richer. You need to be defended. And so it rushes to the flesh self, and we become jealous. But spiritual love is immune to that, because spiritual love doesn't care what happens to other people. Yes? Yeah, it's spiritual esteem.
So that's where the real self.
That's the real self. Busted by it. Yeah.
Self-esteem. Yeah.
This is a spiritual, and that's very good. Yeah, this is it, and very important terminology how we identify things. So anyway, then I've given you some things on the cancer and how it works. You can read through that and what happens. And when I get back to Amsterdam, we're going to take all of this and we're going to come down to the spiritual immune system, our spiritual love, and play off of this. Before I close, because I don't have any more pages for tonight, because I'm just going to wait for spiritual immune system when I get back rather than start it. We will not have class. We will have class next Tuesday, but that'll be it. Then Sunday, we will have class, and then the following Sunday, we will have class, and then the following Sunday, I'll be back. I want to ask y'all a question. On Wednesday evening, we are in the midst of studying 1 John 1, and I want to complete that study. However, there's just so much going on in the world, so many different book series being written by different people on rapture and all this kind of stuff, a lot of misunderstanding. Y'all want to just go to Revelation on Wednesday night? And all I want to do is get through 1 John 2:2. I'm not going to do the whole book anyway. And I might pick up an hour extra on Sunday morning for those who want it, and so they have it at least on tape. That was the main reason I'm doing this, because they took all the tapes where I did that study, and that's so essential to where we are in our life.
I thought we did all
this early. Not the 1 John. No. They took it.
Yeah,
they
did.
I'm sorry?
We did it first,
though. No, I'm talking about.
This is before.
Yeah, it's after 95. After 95. Yeah. Right, I'll check over there. If we did, we're
special.
Okay. So some of them had asked that we get the Book of Revelation. Do y'all want the Book of Revelation on Wednesday night? Okay. I'll do 1 John some other time, because I do want to finish that. I've learned so much, and I'm gaining from it, but I may be the only one. But so we'll do that. Well, I'll go a month or two in 1 John, and then maybe like in September or October we'll start Revelation then, because I've already started the work and everything, but I just got to get it ready for presentation and how we're going to do it. We'll do that then. Okay, well, then Sunday morning will be our normal study, then Sunday night, Amsterdam 2000. Please be in prayer for both. Closing the word prayer. Father, we stand amazed, first of all, at just your creation. The very design of our human body, design of the world, the earth, but the creation of our human body. We smile at the battles that are fought in evolution and creation. But we praise you, Heavenly Father, we know where it came from, this design. All of this presupposes design, which presupposes a designer. And so, Heavenly Father, we praise you for whom what you are. And Father, we pray that as we understand that, we begin to grasp the spiritual love as an immune system to our spiritual life. Often, Father, we don't like ourselves. We don't like how ugly we become. Paul says, "O wretched man that I am," when these antigens of jealousy, boasting, anger, and bitterness, and arrogance creep into our spiritual being. Even we don't like it. It's ugly. Like a disease makes the human body ugly, these antigens make our spiritual body very ugly. And you made it very simple. The spiritual health. All we have to do is to continue to walk in the Spirit by faith. And he will pour in spiritual love, which is the natural functioning immune system to our spiritual being. It is long suffering. It doesn't boast. It isn't jealous. It bears all things. Father, we pray that we can take two things that you have given to us, the creation and design of our body, the creation and design of our spiritual being. And what these things do is cause us to praise you even more for the God that you are. Father, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we will continue that.